Citizenship Study Guide, provided by West Coast Immigration Service.
公民入籍试题，以下由西海岸移民法律中心提供。
If you are 65 years old or older and have been a legal permanent resident of the United States for 20 or more years, you may study just the questions that have been marked with an asterisk.
年满65岁，持绿卡20年以上者，只需回答有心智符号的考题。
Part 1, American Government.
第一部分，美国政府。
A. Principles of American Democracy.
美国民主原则。
1. What is the supreme law of the land?
何为美国最高法律？
The Constitution.
宪法。
2. What does the Constitution do?
宪法的作用是什么？
Set up the government.
建立政府体系。
Defines the government.
设立政府规范。
Protects basic right of Americans.
保障美国人民基本权利。
3. The idea of self-government is the first three words of the Constitution. What are these words?
宪法的前三个字说明人民自治的概念。这三个字是什么？
We, the people.
我们人民。
4. What is an amendment?
什么是修正案？
A change to the Constitution.
宪法的修正条款。
An addition to the Constitution.
宪法的增补条款。
5. What do we call the first 10 amendments to the Constitution?
宪法的前十项修正案被称作什么？
The Bill of Rights.
人权法案。
6. What is one right of freedom from the First Amendment?
举出宪法第一条修正案中的任何一项自由或权利。
Speech.
言论自由。
Religion.
宗教自由。
Assembly.
集会结社自由。
Press.
出版自由。
Petition.The government.
人民有向政府请愿自由。
7. How many amendments does the Constitution have?
目前宪法有多少修正案？
27.
27条修正案。
8. What did the Declaration of Independence do?
独立宣言的作用为何？
Announced our independence from Great Britain.
宣布美国脱离英国独立。
Declared our independence from Great Britain.
宣告美国脱离英国独立。
Said that the United States is free from Great Britain.
说明美国脱离英国而独立。
9.What are two rights in the Declaration of Independence?
举出独立宣言中的两项权利。
Life.
生命的权利。
Liberty.
自由的权利。
Pursuit of happiness.
追求幸福的权利。
10. What is freedom of religion?
什么是宗教自由？
You can practice any religion or not practice any religion.
你可以信仰任何宗教，也可以什么宗教都不信。
11. What is the economic system in the U.S.?
美国的经济制度是什么？
Can capitalist economy.
资本主义经济。
Market economy.
市场经济。
12. What is the rule of law?
法治是什么?
Everyone must follow the law.
每个人都得遵守法律。
Leaders must obey the law.
领袖也必须遵守法律。
Government must obey the law.
政府也得遵守法律。
No one is above the law.
没有任何人在法律上。
B. System of government.
政府体制。
13. Name one branch or part of the government.
列举政府体制的一个分支或部门。
President.
总统。
The courts.
法院。
Congress.
国会。
Legislative.
立法部门。
Executive.
行政部门。
Judicial.
司法部门。
14. What stops one branch of government from becoming too powerful?
有何方式可防止一个政府分支变得权力过于强大?
Checks and balances.
制衡。
Separation of powers.
权力分立。
15.Who is in charge of the executive branch?
行政部门由谁负责?
The president.
总统。
16. Who makes federal laws?
谁负责制定联邦法律?
Congress.
国会。
State and House of Representatives.
参议院及众议院。
Legislative, U.S. or national.
立法部门，美国或国家。
17. What are the two parts of the U.S. Congress?
美国国会由哪两部分组成？
The Senate and House of Representatives.
参议院及众议院。
18.How many U.S. senators are there?
美国参议院有多少位参议员?
100.
100位。
19. We elect a U.S. senator for how many years?
我们多久选一次联邦参议员?
Every 6 years.
每六年。
20. Who is one of your state's U.S. senators?
说出你的州的两位美国参议员中的任何一个名字。
Answer will vary.
答案各州不同。哥伦比亚特区或美国属地的居民应试者应回答没有联邦参议员。
21. The House of Representatives has how many voting members?
众议院能有投票权的众议员有多少位？
435
位。
22. We elect a U.S. representative for how many years?
我们多久选一次美国众议员?
Every 2 years.
每两年。
23. Name your U.S. representative.
说出你选区所在的美国众议员的名字。
Answer will vary. Residents of territories with non-voting delegates or resident commissioners may provide the name of that delegate or commissioner. Also acceptable is any statement that the territory has no voting representatives in Congress.
答案各州不同。 住在当地国会代表没有投票权的美国领主的应试者，可以说明当地代表或是议员的姓名，或是可以说明自己选区没有众议员。
24. Who does a U.S. Senator represent?
美国参议员代表何人？
All the people of the state.
参议员代表所在州的所有民众。
25.Why do some states have more representatives than other states?
为何有些州国会众议员的人数比其他州多？
Because of the state's population.
由那个州的人口多少而决定。
Because they have more people.
因为那个州有更多的人口。
Because some states have more people.
因为有些州的人口比其他的州多。
26. We elect a president for how many years?
我们每几年选一次总统。
Every 4 years.
每四年一次。
27. In what month do we vote for president?
我们在哪一个月选总统？
November.
11月。
28. What is the name of the President of the U.S.?
目前美国总统的名字是什么？
Please see attached.
现任者。
29. Who is the Vice President of the United States?
现任副总统是谁？
Please see attached.
现任者。
30.If the president can no longer serve, who becomes president?
如果总统不能逝世，谁会变成总统？
Vice president.
副总统。
31. If both the president and the vice president can no longer serve, who becomes president?
如果总统、副总统都不能逝世，由谁来做总统？
The speaker of the house.
众议院议长。
32. Who is the commander-in-chief of the military?
谁是三军统帅？
The president.
总统。
33. Who signs bills to become laws?
谁签署法案使之成为法律？
The president.
总统。
34.Who vetoes bills?
谁否决法案？
The president.
总统。
35. What does the president's cabinet do?
总统的内阁做什么事？
Advises the president.
向总统提出建议。
36. What are two cabinet level positions?
举出两个内阁的部长职位。
Secretary of Agriculture.
农业部长。
Secretary of Commerce.
商务部长。
Secretary of Defense.
国防部长。
Secretary of Education.
教育部长。
Secretary of Energy.
能源部长。
Secretary of Interior.
内政部长。
Secretary of State.
国务卿。
Secretary of Transportation.
运输部长。
Secretary of Treasury.
财政部长。
Secretary of Labor.
劳工部长。
Attorney General.
司法部长。
Secretary of Veterans Affairs.
退伍军人事务部长。
Secretary of Health and Human Services.
健康与人类服务部长。
Secretary of Homeland Security.
国内安全部长。
Secretary of Housing and Urban Development.
住宅与都市发展部长。
37. What does the judicial branch do?
司法部门做什么事
？Reviews laws.
审查法律。
Explains laws.
解释法律。
Resolves disputes, disagreements.
解决争议，意见不一致。
Decides if a law goes against the Constitution.
决定某一法律是否抵触宪法。
38. What is the highest court in the United States?
美国最高的法院是什么？
The Supreme Court.
联邦最高法院。
39. How many justices are on the Supreme Court?
联邦最高法院有几位大法官？
9.
九位。
40. Who is the Chief Justice of the United States?
谁是目前的联邦首席大法官
？Please see attached.
现任者。
41. Under our Constitution, some powers belong to the federal government. Which is one power of the federal government?
根据宪法，有些权利属于联邦政府。举出一项联邦政府的权利。
To print money.
印钞票
To declare war
宣战
To create an army
建立军队
To make treaties
签订条约
42. Under our constitution, some powers belong to the states. What is one power of the states?
根据宪法，有些权利是属于州政府。举出一项州政府权利是什么
？Provide schooling and education.
提供教育。
Give a driver's license.
提供驾照。
Provide safety, fire department.
提供安全，消防局。
Provide protection, police.
提供治安保护，警察。
Approve zoning and land use.
审批区划和土地使用。
43. Who is the governor of your state?
你居住的州的州长是谁？
Answer will vary.
答案各州不同。
44. What is the capital of your state?
你居住州的首府在哪里？
California, Sacramento.
加州，撒加缅度。
45. What are the two major political parties in the United States?
美国当今两大政党为何
？Democratic and Republican.
民主党及共和党。
46. What is the political party of the president now?
现任总统属于哪个政党？
Please see attached.
现任者。
47. What is the name of the Speaker of the House of Representatives now?
现任国会众议院长是谁？
Please see attached.
现任者。
C. Rights and Responsibilities.
权利与责任。
48. There are four amendments to the Constitution about who can vote. Describe one of them.
宪法里面有四条关于谁可以拥有投票权的修正案，试举一项。
Citizens who are 18 or older can vote.
年满18岁以上的公民都可以投票。
You don't have to pay to vote. You don't have to pay a poll tax to vote.
不必缴钱就可以投票。不必缴投票税就可以投票。
Any citizen can vote. Women and men can vote.
任何公民都可以投票。男性和女性都可以投票。
A male citizen of any race can vote.
任何种族的男性公民都可以投票。
49. What is one responsibility that is only for United States citizens?
举出一项只有美国公民才有的责任。
Vote.
投票。
Serve on a jury.
当陪审员。
50. What are two rights only for U.S. citizens?
举出两项只有美国公民才拥有的权利。
Apply for a federal job.
申请联邦工作的权利。
Vote.
投票权。
Run for office.
竞选公职的权利。
Carry a U.S. passport.
取得美国护照。
51. What are two rights of everyone living in the United States?
举出两项每一个住在美国的人都拥有的权利。
Freedom of expression.
表达自由。
Freedom of speech.
言论自由。
Freedom of assembly.
集会自由。
Freedom of worship.
宗教信仰自由。
The right to bear arms.
拥有武器的权利。
Freedom to petition the government.
向政府请愿的自由。
52. What do we show loyalty to when we say the Pledge of Allegiance?
我们宣誓效忠时是向什么表达忠诚？
The United States.
美利坚共和国。
The flag.
国旗。
53. What is one promise you make when you become a United States citizen?
举出一项在入籍成为公民时提出的承诺。
To give up loyalty to other countries.
放弃效忠其他国家。
To defend the Constitution and laws of the U.S.
附会美国的宪法跟法律。
To obey the laws of the U.S.
遵守美国的法律。
To serve in the United States military if needed.
在必要时加入美国军队。
To serve.Do important work for the nation if needed.
在必要时为国效劳，在必要时为美国执行重要的工作。
To be loyal to the United States.
效忠美国。
54. How old do citizens have to be to vote for president?
美国公民必须几岁才可以投票选举总统？
18 or older.
18岁以上。
55. What are two ways that Americans can participate in their democracy?
举出两种美国人参与民主政治的方法。
Vote.
投票。
Join a political party.
加入政党。
Help with campaign.
协助竞选活动。
Join a civic group.
加入公民团体。
Join a community group.
加入社区团体。
Run for office.
竞选公职。
Write to a newspaper.
向报社投函。
Give an elected official your opinion on an issue.
向民选官员提供自己对某个议题的意见。
Call senators and representatives.
与参议员、众议员联络。
Publicly support or oppose an issue or policy.
公开支持或反对某个议题或政策。
56. When is the last day you can send in federal income tax forms?
寄送联邦所得税表的截止日期是哪一天？
April 15.
每年的四月十五日。
57. When must all men register for selective service?
所有男性何时必须注册兵役登记？
At age 18.
十八岁。
Between 18 and 26.
十八岁至二十六岁之间。
Part 2, American History.
第二部分，美国历史。
A, Colonial Period and Independence.
殖民时期与独立。
58. What is one reason the colonists came to America?
举出一个殖民地者当初到美国的理由。
Freedom.
自由。
Political liberty.
政治自由。
Economic opportunity.
经济机会。
Practice their religion.
从事宗教活动。
Escape persecution.
逃避迫害。
Religious freedom.
宗教上的自由。
59. Who lived in America before the Europeans arrived?
在欧洲人来到美国之前，谁已经住在这里？
The Native Americans.
美国原住民。
American Indians.
美国印第安人。
60.What group of people was taken to America and sold as slaves?
哪一群人被带到美国当奴隶卖？
Africans.
非洲人。
People from Africa.
来自非洲的人。
61. Why did the colonists fight the British?
殖民者为什么要与英国作战？
Because of high taxes, taxation without representation.
他们必须缴付高额税捐，却没有任何代表权。光缴税，没有代表权。
Because the British Army stayed in their houses, boarding, quartering.
英国军队住在他们的房子里，强行食宿，霸占空间。
Because they didn't have self-government.
殖民者没有自治权。
62. Who wrote the Declaration of Independence?
独立宣言是谁写的？
Thomas Jefferson.
汤姆士·杰弗逊。
63. When was the Declaration of Independence adopted?
独立宣言是在何时通过的？
July 4th, 1776.
1776年7月4号。
64. There are 13 original states. Name 3.
美国当初只有13个州，列举其中三个。
New Hampshire.Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia.
新罕布夏马萨诸塞、罗德岛、康乃狄克、纽约、纽泽西、宾州、德拉瓦、马里兰、维吉尼亚、北卡罗来纳、南卡罗来纳、乔治亚。
65. What happened?At the Constitutional Convention.
制宪会议达成什么事?
The Constitution was written.
临定宪法.
The Founding Fathers wrote the Constitution.
开国先贤临定宪法.
66. When was the Constitution written?
宪法是在何时撰写的?
1787.
1787年。
67. The Federalist Papers supported the passage of the U.S. Constitution, Name one of the writers.
联邦论支持通过美国宪法。举出一个联邦论的作者。
James Madison.
詹姆斯·麦迪森。
Alexander Hamilton.
亚历山大·汉米尔顿。
John Jay.
约翰·杰伊。
Publius.
普布利乌斯。
68.What is one thing Benjamin Franklin is famous for?
班哲明·富兰克林著称的一项事迹是什么?
U.S. diplomat.
美国外交官。
Oldest member of the Constitutional Convention.
制宪会议年纪最长的成员。
First Postmaster General of the U.S.
美国第一任邮政总局长。
Writer of Poor Richard's Almanac.
制作《穷人理查年鉴》的作者。
Started the first free libraries.
开办第一个免费图书馆。
69. Who is the father of our country?
美国国父是谁?
George Washington.
乔治华盛顿。
70. Who was the first president?
美国第一任总统是谁?
George Washington.
乔治华盛顿。
B. 1800s.
19世纪。
71. What territory?Did the United States buy from France in 1803?
1803年，美国向法国购买哪片领地？
The Louisiana Territory.
路易斯安那领地。
Louisiana.
路易斯安那。
72. Name one war fought by the U.S. in the 1800s.
举出一场美国在1800年代参与的战争。
War of 1812。
1812年战争。
Mexican-American War。
美国与墨西哥战争。
Civil War。
南北战争。
Spanish-American War。
美国与西班牙战争。
73. Name the U.S. war between the North and the South.
美国北方与南方之间的战争称为什么?
The Civil War.
南北战争。
The war between the states.
州际战争。
74. Name one problem that led to the Civil War.
举出一个引发美国内战的问题。
Slavery.
奴隶制度。
Economic reasons.
经济因素。
States' rights.
各州权利。
75. What was one important thing that Abraham Lincoln did?
举出一件亚伯拉罕·林肯的重要事迹是什么？
Free the slaves. Emancipation Proclamation.
解放奴隶。
Saved or preserved the Union.
拯救、保留、联盟。
Led the U.S. during the Civil War.
在南北战争期间统领美国。
76. What did the Emancipation Proclamation do?
解放先人的用意何在?
Freed the slaves.
解放奴隶。
Freed slaves in the Confederacy.
解放了联邦制下的奴隶。
Freed slaves in the Confederate States.
解放了联邦各州的奴隶。
Freed slaves in the most southern states.
解放了南方大部分州的奴隶。
77. What did Susan B. Anthony do?
苏珊·安东尼有何事迹？
Fought for women's rights.
为女权奋战。
Fought for civil rights.
为民权奋战。
C. Recent American history and other important historical information.
美国近代史和其他重要历史资料。
78. Name one war fought by the U.S. in the 1900s.
举出一场美国在1900年代参与的战争。
World War I, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War, Persian Gulf War.
第一次世界大战，第二次世界大战，韩战，越战，海湾，波斯湾战争。
79. Who was the president during World War I?
第一次世界大战时，美国总统是谁？
Woodrow Wilson.
乌德洛·威尔逊。
80. Who was the president during the Great Depression and World War II?
美国经济大萧条和二次世界大战时的总统是谁？
Franklin Roosevelt.
富兰克林·罗斯福。
81. Who did the United States fight in World War II?
美国在二次世界大战时是与谁作战？
Japan, Germany, and Italy.
日本、德国和意大利。
82. Before he was president, Eisenhower was a general. What war was he in?
艾森豪当总统之前是个将领，他曾参加哪个战争？
World War II.
第二次世界大战。
83. During the Cold War, what was the main concern of the United States?
美国在冷战期间最担心的是什么？
Communism.
共产主义。
84. What movement tried to end racial discrimination?
试图结束种族歧视的是哪个运动？
Civil rights movement.
民权运动。
85. What did Martin Luther King Jr. do?
马丁·路德·金恩有何事迹？
Fought for civil rights.
为民权奋战。
Worked for equality for all Americans.
为所有美国人争取平等。
86. What major event happened on September 11th, 2001 in the United States?
2001年9月11日，美国发生什么大事？
Terrorists attacked the United States.
恐怖分子攻击美国。
87. Name one American Indian tribe in the United States.
举出一个美国印第安人部族。
Cherokee, Navajo, Sioux, Chippewa, Choctaw, Pueblo, Apache, Iroquois, Creek, Blackfeet, Seminole, Cheyenne, Arawak, Shawnee, Mohegan, Huron, Oneida, Lakota, Crow, Teton, Hopi, Inuit.
Cherokee, Navajo, Sioux, Chippewa, Choctaw, 布耶部落。 阿泡剂、伊洛奎斯、库瑞克、布雷克福尔特、塞米洛利斯、夏安、阿拉瓦克、肖尼、墨西哥、修伦、欧尼达、拉科达、克洛、泰顿、赫皮、伊姆特。
Part 3 Integrated Civics
第三部分公民常识
A. Geography
地理
88 Name one of the two longest rivers in the U.S.
是举美国最长的两条河流中的任何一条
Missouri River
密苏里河
Mississippi River
密西西比河
89 What ocean is on the west coast of the U.S.?
美国西岸毗邻哪个海洋
Pacific Ocean
太平洋
90 What ocean is on the east coast of the U.S.?
美国东岸毗邻哪个海洋
Atlantic Ocean
大西洋
91 Name one U.S. territory
是举美国一个领地
Puerto Rico
波多利克
U.S. Virgin Islands
美属维京群岛
American Samoa
美属萨摩亚
Northern Mariana Islands
北马尼亚纳群岛
Guam
关岛
92. Name one state that borders Canada
是指美国与加拿大接邻的一个州
Maine New Hampshire Vermont, New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Minnesota, North Dakota, Montana, Idaho, Washington, Alaska.
缅因州、新罕布夏州、佛蒙特州纽约州、宾州、俄亥俄州、密西根州、明尼苏达州、北达科达州、蒙塔拿州、爱达豪州、华盛顿州、阿拉斯加州。
93. Name one state that borders Mexico.
是指美国与墨西哥接邻的一个州
California Arizona New Mexico Texas
加州亚利桑那州新墨西哥州德州
94. What is the capital of the United States?
美国首都在哪里
Washington, D.C.
华盛顿特区
95. Where is the Statue of Liberty?
自由女神像在哪里
New York Harbor
纽约港
Liberty Island, also acceptable are New Jersey, near New York City, and on the Hudson River.
自由岛新泽西州纽约市附近哈德逊河上也可以接受
B. Symbols
标志
96 Why does the flag have 13 stripes?
美国国旗为什么有13条条纹？
Because there are 13 original colonies.
因为当初有13殖民地。
Because the stripes represent the original 13 colonies.
因为这些条纹代表当初的殖民地。
97. Why does the flag have 50 stars?
为什么国旗上有50颗星星?
Because there is one star for each state.
因为每一个星代表每个州。
Because each star represents a state.
因为每一颗星代表一个州。
Because there are 50 states.
因为美国共有五十个州。
98. What is the name of the national anthem?
美国国歌的名称。
The Star-Spangled Banner.
星条旗之歌。
C. Holidays.
国定假日。
99. When do we celebrate Independence Day?
我们在哪一天庆祝独立纪念日?
July 4th.
七月四日。
100. Name two national United States holidays.
世居美国两个国定假日。
New Year's Day.
新年。
Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
马丁路德金恩日。
President's Day.
总统日
Memorial Day
国殇日
Independence Day
国庆日
Labor Day
劳工节
Columbus Day
哥伦布节
Veterans Day
退伍军人节
Thanksgiving
感恩节
Christmas
圣诞节
First Step Interview of Naturalization
公民入籍面谈步骤。
1. Please raise your right hand.
请你举起右手宣誓。
2. Do you swear that all your statements are true and correct?
你能宣誓你所填报的一切为真实与正确否？
3. You may have a seat.
请坐。
4.May I see your green card, California ID card, or driver's license?
可否把你的绿卡、加州身份证及驾照给我看吗？
5. Do you understand what you have written on your application?
你是否明白你在申请表上所填的一切吗？
6. What is your name on...The Alien Registration Receipt Card.
你永久居留证内的姓名是什么？
7. Do you have any other names?
你有其他的名字吗？亲爱的顾客，很感谢你让我们为您承办公民入籍的手续。申请表格上的问题也是面谈的一部分。以下是我们根据入籍申请表格内容翻译成中文，希望你留意表格上。全部问题详细阅读，祝您成功，西海岸民敬请。
Question from the application form for naturalization N-400.
公民入籍申请表格问题。
Part 1.
第一部分。
A. What is your current legal name?
你目前合法的姓名是什么？
B. What is your name exactly as it appears on your permanent resident card?
你永久居民卡上的正确姓名是什么？
C. Have you ever used other names?
你有用过其他的姓名吗？
D. Would you like to legally change your name?
你是否想合法更改您的名字？
Part 3.
第三部分。
A. What is your social security number?
你的社会安全卡号码是什么
？B. When were you born?
你何时出生
？C. When did you become a permanent resident?
您什么时候成为永久居民
？D. Where were you born?
您在何地出生
？E. What is your nationality?
你的国籍是什么
？F.Are either of your parents U.S. citizens?
你的父母亲是美国公民吗
？G. What is your current marital status?
你现在婚姻状况是什么
？H. Are you requesting a waiver of the English and/or U.S. history and government requirements based on a disability or impairment and attaching a form N?648 with your application.
你是否根据伤残原因，连同申请表格附上 N648 表格，请求豁免用英文考美国历史及政府规范吗
？I. Are you requesting an accommodation to the naturalization process because of a disability or impairment?
你是否根据伤残原因请求特殊办理申请入籍
？Part 4
第四部分。
A. What is your home address?
你的住家地址是什么
？B. What is your mailing address?
你的通讯地址是什么
？C. What is your daytime phone number?
你的白天电话号码是什么
？D. What is your evening phone number?
你的晚间电话号码是什么
？E. What is your email address?
你的电子邮件地址是什么
？Part 5
第五部分。
A. What is your gender?
你的性别是什么
？B.What is your height?
您的身高是什么
？C. What is your weight?
您的体重是什么
？D. What is your race?
您的种族是什么
？E. What is your hair's color?
您的头发颜色是什么
？F. What is your eyes color?
您的眼睛颜色是什么？
Part 6
第六部分
A. Where have you lived during the last 5 years?
过去五年内您在何处居住
B. Where have you worked during the last 5 years?
过去五年内您在何处工作
Part 7
第七部分
AHow many total days did you spend outside of the United States during the past 5 years?
过去五年内，你总共离开美国有多少天
？B. How many trips of 24 hours or more have you taken outside of the United States during the past 5 years?
过去五年内你离开美国超过24小时或以上的旅游有多少次
？Part 8
第八部分。
A. How many times have you been married?
您曾经结婚多少次
？B. What is your spouse's name?
您的配偶姓名是什么
？C. What is your spouse's immigration status?
您的配偶移民身份是什么
？Part 9
第九部分。
A. How many sons and daughters have you had?
你有几个儿女
？Part 10
第十部分。
A. General questions.
普通问题。
1. Have you ever claimed to be a U.S. citizen in writing?Or any other way.
你曾否用书面或其他方式声称自己是美国公民
？Two. Have you ever registered to vote in any federal, state, or local election in the United States?
你曾否曾经登记过美国联邦、州或地方的选举？
3. Have you ever voted in any federal, state, or local election in the United States?
您曾否曾经参加过美国联邦、州或地方的选举？
4. Since becoming a lawful permanent resident, have you ever failed to file a required federal, state, or local tax return?
您成为合法居民以来，你是否曾经不去报联邦、州或地方的选举？
5. Do you owe any federal, state, or local taxes that are overdue?
你曾否欠任何已过期的联邦、州或地方税？
6. Do you have any title of nobility in a foreign country?
你有任何外国的贵族名衔吗？
7. Have you ever been declared legally incompetent or been confined to a mental institution within the last 5 years?
在过去五年内，你曾否被宣称为合法无能力的人，或被精神病院确认为精神病人？
B. Affiliations.
附属组织。
8. Have you ever been a member of or associated with any organization, association, fund, foundation, party, club, society, or similar group in the United States or in any other place?
你曾否曾经在美国或其他地方任何组织、协会、基金会、党会社或同类似的会员？
9. Have you ever been a member of or in any way associated either directly or indirectly with A. the Communist Party, B. any other totalitarian party, C. a terrorist organization?
你曾否有担任以下组织的会员或有任何关系，直接或间接性？A. 共产党 B. 任何极权主义党 C. 恐怖组织
10. Have you ever advocated, either directly or indirectly, the overthrow of any government by force or violence?
你曾否提倡直接或间接性以强权或暴力推翻任何政府？
11. Have you ever persecuted, either directly or indirectly, any person because of race, religion, national origin membership in a particular social group or political opinion?
你曾否因种族、宗教、国籍、某一特殊社团组织的会籍或政见而破坏直接或间接性任何人？
12. Between March 23, 1933 and May 8, 1945, did you work for or associate in any way, either directly or indirectly with A. the Nazi government of Germany, B. any government in any area, 1. occupied by, 2. allied with, or 3. established with the help of the Nazi government of Germany? C. any German, Nazi, or SS military unit, paramilitary unit, self-defense unit, vigilante unit, citizen unit, police unit, government agency or office, extermination camp, concentration camp, prisoner of war camp, prison, labor camp, or transit camp.
在1933年3月23日至1945年5月8日， 你曾否服务于以下组织，或与其有任何关系，直接或间接性 ？A. 德国纳税政府 ，B. 德国纳税政府征用联盟或设立的任何政府 ，C. 任何军事组织、警察部队、自卫队、义警队、纳粹国民队、政府代表、消灭营、集中营、战俘营、监狱、劳改营、拘留所和过渡营。
C. Continuous residence.
继续有关拘留。
Since becoming a lawful permanent resident of the United States,
自从成为美国永久合法居民后。
13. Have you ever called yourself a non-resident on a federal, state, or local tax return?
你曾否以非居民身份填报联邦税、州税或地方税？
14. Have you ever failed to file a federal, state, or local tax return because you considered yourself to be a non-resident?
你曾否以为自己是非居民身份而不填报联邦税、州税或地方税？
D. Good moral character.
良好道德人格。
For the purposes of this application, you must answer yes to the following questions, if applicable, even if your records were sealed or otherwise cleared, or if anyone, including a judge, law enforcement officer, or attorney, told you that you no longer have a record.
为符合申请入籍，若有以下情况，你应回答是。即使你的记录已被存封或清除，或任何人，包括法官、执法官员或律师，告诉你已不再有记录。
15. Have you ever committed a crime or offense for which you were not arrested?
你曾否因犯罪而没有被拘捕？
16. Have you ever been arrested, cited, or detained by any law enforcement officer, including USCIS or former INS and military officers, for any reason?
你曾否在任何原因之下被执法人员拘捕、传讯或拘留，包括国土安全局及前移民局或军队官员？
17. Have you ever been charged with committing any crime or offense?
你曾否犯罪被控诉？
18. Have you ever been convicted of a crime or offense?
你曾否犯罪被判定罪？
19. Have you ever been placed on alternative sentencing or a rehabilitative program, for example, diversion, deferred prosecution, withheld adjudication, deferred adjudication?
你曾否因改变判决或恢复名誉而被处置，例如改判、被延缓起诉、不被判决、被延缓判决？
20. Have you ever received a suspended sentence, been placed on probation, or been paroled?
你曾否被判接受缓刑、感化或被假释？
21. Have you ever been in jail or prison?
你曾否入狱或坐牢？
22. Have you ever A. been a habitual drunkard, B. been a prostitute or procured anyone for prostitution, C. sold or smuggled controlled substance, illegal drugs or narcotics, D. been married to more than one person at the same time. E. Helped anyone enter or try to enter the United States illegally. F. Gambled illegally or received income from illegal gambling. G. Failed to support your dependents or to pay alimony.
你成否 A. 惯性醉酒者 B. 曾经卖淫或指使别人卖淫 C. 贩卖或走私被禁药物、非法药物或毒品 D. 在同一时期与超过一人结婚 E. 帮助任何人以非法方式入境美国 F.非法赌博或接受非法的赌博中得到入席。G. 不赡养您的家属或不付赡养费。
23. Have you ever given false or misleading information to any U.S. government official while applying for any immigration benefit or to prevent deportation, exclusion, or removal?
你曾否为了申请移民便利或避免被出境、被拒绝入境或被取消留境资格而提供伪证不实资料提供给美国官员
?24. Have you ever lied to any U.S. government official to gain entry or admission into the United States?
你曾否对美国官员说谎而获得进入或准许入境美国
E. Removal, exclusion, and deportation proceedings.
被迫离境、被排除入境及被递解出境手续。
25. Are removal, exclusion, rescission, or deportation proceedings pending against you?
你是否正处在被迫离境、被排除入境、被取消身份？或被递解出境的对你不利的手续。
26. Have you ever been removed, excluded, or deported from the United States?
你曾否被迫离境、被排除入境及被递解出境美国？
27. Have you ever been ordered to be removed, excluded, or deported from the United States?
你曾否被命令要离境、被排除入境及被递减出境美国
?28. Have you ever applied for any kind of relief from removal, exclusion, or deportation?
你曾否申请任何援助以处理被迫离境、排除入境或被递减出境美国
?F. Military service.
军队的服役。
29. Have you ever served in the U.S. Armed Forces?
你曾否在美国军队服役?
30. Have you ever left the United States to avoid being drafted into the U.S. Armed Forces?
你曾否离境美国而是为了躲避在美国军队服役?
31. Have you ever applied for any kind of exemption?From military service in the U.S. Armed Forces.
你曾否用任何申请免除美国服役?
32. Have you ever deserted from the U.S. Armed Forces?
你曾否在美国做逃兵?
G. Selective Service Registration.
征兵登记.
33.Are you a male who lived in the United States at any time between your 18th and 26th birthdays in any status except as lawful non-immigrant?
您是否是一个处在18岁至26岁期间内居住在美国的男性，合法，非移民除外。
H. Oath requirements.
宣誓条件。
34. Do you support the Constitution and form of government of the United States?
您是否支持美国宪法及政府体制？
35. Do you understand the full oath of allegiance to the United States?
你是否了解对美国效忠的完整宣誓时？
36. Are you willing to take the full oath of allegiance to the United States?
你愿意宣誓效忠美国吗？
37.If the law requires it, are you willing to bear arms on behalf of the United States?
如果法律需要，你愿意为美国作战吗？
38. If the law requires it, are you willing to perform non-combatant services in the U.S. Armed Forces?
如果法律需要，你愿意为美国军队内担任非战斗人员的任务吗？
39.If the law requires it, are you willing to perform work of national importance under civilian direction?
如果法律需要，你愿意在政府官员指导下实行重要任务吗？公民入籍面谈所需文件。
Documents must bring for interview.
面谈预约信。
Notice of interview.
所有文件需要带一套正本，一套副本。
Every document must have one original plus one copy.
所有外文文件需要英文翻译加公证。
Foreign language document must be translated into English and notarization.
一、绿卡。
One, green card.
二、加州身份证或驾照和车保险。
2. California ID, driver's license, and car insurance.
3. 护照、旅行证。
3. Passport and or travel documents.
4. 建议带近照两张。
4. Two photographs recommended.
5.改名字的认证，若有。
5. Name change certificate, if possible.
6. 最近五年税单。
6. Last 5 years income tax return.
7. 结婚证书。
7. Marriage certificate.
8. 离婚证书，若有。
8.Divorce certificate of you and your spouse, if possible.
9. 小孩抚养费证明。
9. Proof of child support.
10. 送件后的出入境记录，如有。
10. Travel record after submitted file.
11. 犯罪记录认证。
11.Certified copy of criminal record.
12. 残障免考的医生证明。
12. N-648 Medical Certificate for Disability Exemption.
13. 男生18至31岁需兵役号码证明。
13. Certificate of Selective Service for Male Age 18 to 31.
若是婚姻绿卡，另需期待。
If green card based on marriage.
14. 配偶公民证。
14. Your spouse's naturalization certificate.
15. 所有夫妻的证明文件。
15. Other documents to prove the spousal relationship.
16. 共同居住证明。
16. Rental agreement.
17. 小孩出生证明。
17. Children's birth certificate.